Sounds good. I've got a question here for Dave from Alex, and he wants to know, what would it be like to cycle on the moon? Great question, slightly crazy. What do you reckon, Dave?
Okay, there are a couple of differences between the moon and the Earth. One of them is there's no atmosphere, so if you could cycle far faster, you can get slowed down by air resistance. The other big difference is gravity. Gravity on the moon is about a sixth as strong as it is on the Earth. As far as I can work out, basically that means that if you're cycling on the moon at 20 miles an hour, it's equivalent to cycling on the Earth six times faster, but in slow motion. So it'd be equivalent to cycling on Earth 120 miles an hour, but in slow motion. So whenever you went over...
I don't get that. What
okay,
do you mean?
So if you're cycling on Earth 120 miles an hour and you hit a small bump, you're going to fly up into the air. Same thing would happen on the moon, but at 20 miles an hour. So if you hit any bumps, you're going to fly up into the air.
So you could do that thing like an ET, where you sort of bicycles in the air and you just have your feet going around on the pedals and you'd be airborne for quite a while then.
For quite a while, the same sort of distance as you would be if you're doing 120 miles an hour. Also, if you're doing 120 miles an hour and you try to turn around a sharp corner, you wouldn't have enough grip, so you'd slide and fall over. Same thing would happen on the moon. There's less gravity, so there's less friction. So if you try to go around a corner at 20 miles an hour, you're going to have to do it very, very gently, because otherwise you're going to slip over and fall over.
Sounds quite fun to me.
Fantastic.